welcome to the show.
Blog Talk Radio.
So glad you're here. Hello and welcome to the show. This is Madeline Bass, your host of Soul Real with Madeline, where we're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing our status and raising our standards. Just excited to have you guys here. Happy Monday to you. I hope that you are building and growing your businesses and being the best that you can be with whatever it is you desire to do in your life. So today we're going to talk about on empowering your mind. It is grow time. We hear people say go, 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 but it is grow time because we need to each and every day take out some time to schedule that training or that work on that something or tweak or enhance or increase your knowledge on building your business, your something, whatever it is you're doing, your ministry. It's grow time. Take the time to do your devotions, take your prayer time. Step away from social media. I know y'all like, ooh, how is she going to say something like that? But step away from social media. Relieve yourself of all of the devices, the debris that it puts into your body, the head. It may be causing some headaches. Take that time, that space to get into a quiet place to hear what God has for you. We have these dreams and goals that we want to meet for ourselves. We have visions that we see, but it doesn't seem to be coming to play. It doesn't seem to be manifesting like you expected it to. It doesn't seem to be growing like you desire. And it could be that you have stepped away from your meditation time, your quiet time, your grow time, okay? So let's talk about some of these things. There are three questions. Y'all know I always got questions for you to ask yourself. And this is not something that I just tell you to do. I do these things as well. So the first question, what is your dream? What do you see? What's your dream? What's your vision? What's your goals? Like whatever that is that you want to call it, what is it? Okay, and write it down. Answer it. Answer it for yourself. The second question, what is your plan for your life, for that goal, for that vision? The plan for it. How do you plan on achieving that? Do you have the know-how for it? Like, what's your plan for it? Do you need to go back to school? Do you need to get a certification of some sort to educate yourself on some things that are going on now? Like, anything, even with tax. Y'all know tax preparers, there are things, new laws, new rules that have come into play that they have to stay up on that stuff. Lawyers, doctors, nurses, even as a receptionist, like, there's continuing education, executive assistants, there's continuing education constantly because you need to stay ahead of the game. It's grow time, y'all. The third question, last question is, what is your dream business, ministry? You know, but what is your dream business? Because you can't have these goals and dreams that's just going to benefit you. And the reason is because usually when it's a selfish something, it's selfish motivated, it normally does not succeed. Even if you don't want to acknowledge the people that have helped you get there, because you can't do a whole lot of stuff and get to where you need to be all by yourself. Okay, it just doesn't happen. You're going to have individuals to share your stuff, even if you don't know them. It may not be a part of your pay for them, you know, but people like the information that you're sharing. But without them sharing it with other people and getting them to subscribe to your YouTube channels or watch your lives, you know, you got to have other people participate with you. Like, you can't get there by yourself. You can have the best information on the planet, but if no one is listening to you and implementing any of it to see if it actually works, there's nothing you can do about it. So the grow time for that is, you know, why isn't that happening for you? These are questions that you need to ask yourself. So, you know, 1, 2, 3, those are those three simple things that you need to work on before the year 2021 shows up. You know, tomorrow is not even promised. So sit down, slow down, take a breather, look at your strategy, look at your plan, and if you don't have those written down or some type of structure or outline towards your goal, then that's the first place you need to start. Okay, you need to get with somebody that can help you to do a business plan. You're going to the banks are telling you no. They're not going to give you a whole heap of money for an idea that you have, because that's really what it is to them. If you don't have a business plan laid out, you don't know, you know, how, where are you headed with this? Are you planning on employing some people? You know, what is it going to cost you with your rent or your or whatever facility that you decide to rent from? If you're going to do brick and mortar, are you trying to buy a food truck or a tiny house or a tiny building? You know, what's the expenses for that? You know, the location, you got to have permits. You got to have, you know, tax monies for the property. Like, there's things you got to have to operate your businesses. You're going to have internet. You need credit card processing. You need marketing strategies. You know, you need ways to get the information to your customers to return, you know, some type of way. And, you know, the phone is the place to do it. Text marketing is the way, you guys. So get with me. I have I found a little company. They actually really shouldn't say little. They've been around for, I guess about 10 or 12 years. They've been around, and they have the best plans with a lot more to offer that I've seen with any text marketing service. Some of the text marketing services that I have looked at, they're like $49.95 for a good package. And you only get like 2-3 keywords, if that, and 500 messages, something along those lines. It wasn't a lot, but that's pretty much all you got. Whereas with text alerts, they're offering you, you know, QR coding. You got lead groups that you can put your categories of your people in. You know, what are they? Are they customers? Are they clients? Are they sponsors, investors? Like, what, you have categories, groups that you can put them in and send certain messages to them in order to get them to assist you in building your business. So, great service. But just thought I'd throw that in there for them because it is, I've used them a few times over the years. They're not expensive. Actually, I think the most reasonable, or the bottom package is $30, I think. There's no other, and nothing like no taxes and all that fees or whatever. It's just $30, and you get access to all of this portal, and it's really amazing, and it's a great way for you to teach your young people that, you know, even just employees that you might have, to just simply operate your text alert program. That's your marketing manager right there, because there's so many tools and ways they can do surveys, they can do polls, they can do raffle tickets to win, you know, contests. There's a whole lot in that $30 that you get, and I think it's 5 keywords that you get with 1,000 messages, so that's really awesome for $30, y'all. That's $19 you save in, and you get so much more, so but that's for that. There's other plans, I'm sure, but make sure that you connect with me, SoRealWithMadeline.com, and click contact me and let me know if you want to get the information. I don't really do the Facebook messaging, you guys. I really do try to stay off of social media because it is very saturated with people trying to get you to join their businesses and do it. You know, they see you doing something and they want to just grab you, and they don't want to give you the information to really help you grow. Okay, so I'm about helping you get where you got to go. And no matter what you're doing, you're going to need a lot of little small services that's going to be part of your overhead. And like I said, this is grow day. It's grow time. I'm giving you information that will help you build and grow your business, you guys. And this information is free, so y'all can share it with your friends. You know, I'll leave it up for a period of time where people can listen, but I also give you the opportunity, you can click the download button on the website. So if you're listening on the phone, the audio listen, you might want to go to the actual link that I post. I do post it in my group. If you're not a part of my group on Facebook, you need to type in So Real with Madeline, click the group, and then request to be a part of it, and I'm going to check y'all out. So, you know, if y'all's feed, your Facebook pages are looking kind of raunchy and ridiculous, like, I'm sorry. We're positive. It's a Christian atmosphere, and I just, I'm not trying to be ugly, but I just don't need that in my space, because it's enough of that out there already. And we are here for strictly business. We have integrity in here. We want you to grow. We work together. We don't mind collaborating with one another. This isn't a place to try to snatch people from their other businesses, to stop them what they're doing, to join you in what you're doing. especially if people are doing the same thing, y'all. We need to stop that. We need to stop trying to be these crabs in a bucket, pulling each other down and killing each other's businesses just because you want to get a $5 bonus, you know, a $10 bonus. I know the bonuses may be more than that, but it's not about the bonuses, you guys. It's about the people, and you need to care about the people that you're asking to become a part of. Why should I join you? You know, I see you on Facebook. I see how you're going about. You're tagging everybody and their dog to get them to, you know, look at you and to get access to other people's people. You know, it's just crazy. So I put you in a group. It's a private group. No one can invite someone in without my permission. It's just where it is, and that just gives me the control to make sure that people who are in the group are protected. You may get in, and if I see you not abiding by the rules, guess what? I can take you out just as easily. I will delete you out of there, remove you from the group, put you in your timeout or whatever. But you have to remember, this is not your space. So know that. If you create your own groups, create your own business pages, you guys, if y'all want to post and share and you have an audience for that. I feel like there's enough negativity out there. They're not going to miss me in my small group. It'll eventually get where I want it to be. But right now, who's in there is who needs to be there, who wants the information. So the trainings that I give from my mentors, they say, you know, help the willing. And so if people are not willing to help themselves, you don't need to spend your time with them. That they're not going to help you get your grow time. They don't want you to accomplish anything. They're going to do everything and give excuses to you to keep you distracted from getting yours. And they'll sit and I'm not making no money, but they're not doing the work. You can't go to your job and too long and too often, unless you know somebody, you've got some kind of hookup or something, but you can't go to your job and just sit there and do absolutely nothing all day and expect to keep that job. You know, they may pay you, you know, for a period of time, but they're going to terminate you eventually, and then you're not going to be a good reference, because when people call and check you, your reference, and say, you know, what's your status, you're not rehirable. When another employer tells an employer you're not rehirable, y'all, that they don't have to give them no explanation. That is going to mess up your chances of getting hired at that job, because what they're going to do is they're either going to ask you in the interview what happened, you know, why did you leave if you've left. You know, why are you wanting to leave if you haven't? So have a strategy plan, y'all. Don't just get mad and hide at the head and just quit your jobs and you have nothing else to stand on. That's what direct selling and home-based businesses, that's what those things are for. You know, if you got a special gift that is bringing you, generating you a little income, you know, make some gradual steps to get to the place where it's replacing the income that you have on your job. Then you can still enjoy going to work because you're making that money, and then you're going to do what you do on your downtime, and you're going to make the same amount of money doing what you really, really love to do, okay? So you got a win-win. So grow time is a shift in your mindset on your goals. Like, what are they? That's the first thing. What's your goal? What's your dream? What's your passion? What's your vision for yourself? And then, you know, how do you plan on getting that done in your life? You know, how are you going to do? What's your plan? What's your outline? What's your strategy? Okay, and then the next thing is, you know, what was your dream business? Some people say your dream job, but what's your dream business? Your dream business could actually be a job. And some people will say, you know, they might love working at McDonald's because they love people. And they got all types of different people coming in and out. And that individual might be able to see someone that, you know, comes in every day out, and, you know, they start to learn their patterns and they start to watch them because they're people watchers. And they can see, you know, that there's, okay, they come in, they do this, they see here. And then they start to form a conversation with them and talk to them. You know, I see now with the pandemic, you know, it might be a little challenging because people are not sitting in restaurants. They're not really allowing it. And I think that's great to a certain degree, you know, because when you're coming into the restaurant, people are coming in, and then they got to take their mask off to eat like it's defeating the purpose. You know what I mean? You got folks coughing and going on in there, and they're not covering their mouths. You know, it's just, anyway. You're not going to get on that tangent. It's grow time. Time for you to think outside the box and think further than you're right now. This pandemic probably will not be here forever, but it could be the start of some plagues, you guys. It could be the start of something horrible. Like my pastor said, you know, 6 months from now, maybe even a year from now, there may be something else that has manifested that's worse than this, you know, because we're not doing what we need to do right now, and it can turn into something else. The evolution has changed. It's no longer even. You should look at these bugs. Like, there was a period where bugs was just mutating, like looking like, what in the, is that a cricket or is that a frog? You know, you're trying to figure out what's really going on. These are some warning signs to me. This is what I see. These are warning signs coming, you guys. You know, there's a season where we might not have enough food. You're already tripping with this toilet paper. But what happened to deep freezers? You know, we used to buy and keep our deep freezers full, but now we buy and we might put some food in our deep freezer, but we want to party with a whole bunch of people over the weekend, and they come eat up all your stuff. And then come next week, pandemic happens, and you ain't got no groceries in the house. And guess what? The grocery store don't have nothing for you either. You gonna have to try to figure it out and get here and now, pay too much for something because you're entertaining people and they're not considering you, okay? So come on now, but having a big heart is one thing, but we need to think differently in the season and the time that we're in. And when I was little, there was this cartoon show, and some people talk about this a lot, this cartoon show called The Jetsons. And back then, you know, I was little. I was probably about 8, 9 years old watching this and seeing, you know, them going through the little chute and flying cars and, you know, they in space and they got these big old nice homes, you know. But George, as goofy as he was, he had this, he must have had a really great job, you know, to have an at-home wife. You know, she at home, she took care of the kids, she did a little running around, and eventually she started having her own thing. But it was the ideal family that supposedly was like in future times. We ain't too far from that. They already got flying cars around here, y'all. We just can't afford them. I don't have $100,000 for no car, and I'm living in an apartment. You see what I'm saying? So you just kind of got to rethink some things. You know, live within your means for right now. It's okay to pull back on some stuff. And if your friends can't understand that you're moving to a different place to get ready for 2021, then maybe they're not as great a friend as you thought. You know, their mindset, you can outgrow people, and it's okay. I ain't saying kick them to the curb. I'm saying pay attention. Pay attention and move to your next. It's okay to mature. You ain't got to party every weekend. It's all right if you want to go to a nice club or go to a cafe or go to a jazz club or even go to the opera if you want to. It's okay. If your friends don't want to go, fine. With the friends that do want to go, go with them. Get dressed up. You're getting your hair done to go to a club, get smoked out, and it smells bad. I mean, you got to try to figure it out, you know. So, but if, when you're going to the opera or jazz clubs, you know, it's clean in there. Ain't no smoke, you know, all up infested in there. You can't breathe. So, you know, you can come and go. You can get you some dinner, eat and talk. You can hear each other when you're having a conversation. Y'all can just laugh and have a good time. So, you know, those types of things, that's what we used to know. I got time going, huh? Huh? You know, it's like you leaning in trying to hear, and then, you know, they lick a breath out hitting you all up in the nose, and they spitting on you because you got to lean in to hear them, but they drunk. You know, it's like, oh, my gosh, this is getting old. And then after a while, you just kind of got to make the decision. If you have children, y'all, you know, don't get to the point where the kids already know your routine. Mama get paid Friday, go to the club Saturday and Sunday. She ain't got no money. We ain't at church, and she mad at God and blaming everything on God or dad doing the same thing. Like, come on now. God allows us, you know, teach them to pay their tithes, teach them a gift, and bless people. That's all that's about. You know, 10%, you pay your tithes to the church that you're learning something from. If you watching T.D. Jakes or Tony Evans on the television or whatever, you need to make a donation every now and then to them. Okay, because they're helping you and impacting your life in some way. You don't belong to a church or you left your home church. Whoever is feeding, wherever you're getting your passion from and is growing you, that's where you need to pay your tithes. You know, until you can get over yourself and really reevaluate that where you left, you know, were they really criticizing you? Were they really not on your side? You know, you got, come on, we rethink some things on how we view some things. Grow time. It is grow time. It's time to grow up. It's time to mature in your thinking. It's time to mature in your actions. It's time to mature in your finances. Because your kids are watching and you keep saying, this is my family. It's always been this way. No, but it don't have to stay that way. If you're making pretty good money, and pretty good money, you guys, to me, is if you're on housing and you have a job and you got enough money to pay, like, every bill in your house and still have money left over, you're doing good. You're making good money. Even if you got to pay some rent, it doesn't matter. If you got some money left after you pay all of your bills, then you good. You done bought groceries, you paid your car note, your car insurance, you know, you got your house or you paid your mortgage, you put some money back for your taxes if you own a home. Like, whatever the case may be, like, if you got some money left, it don't matter if it's $5. You're making good money because you are able to live and provide for your family and not be in the red at the end of the month. You know, if you're getting bonuses, then be really productive with that bonus. Take half of it and put it in some type of investment, and the other half maybe try to buy some stock of some sort, Walmart or Apple. Like, get some stock. Y'all buying these phones, get you some Nike stock. You know, y'all buying these products and spending $300-$400 on a pair of shoes, take $200-$300 and buy some stock, buy some shares, invest. It's grow time. Think, change your thinking. On if Nike is your shoe and you got to have your shoe, then get an investment in the shoe, not just buying the shoe. Okay. Same thing with anything. You know, Cowboys and them, they making good money and they got their contracts with Nike and they making millions of dollars. But they are getting paid to promote to get you to buy the shoe, you know? So come on, y'all. You've got to rethink your thinking. You want to get these iPhones, iPads, AirPads with the tablets or whatever. I don't know what all the names are because that's not my thing. And this stuff is $1,200 and $1,500. And your phones run the same price as an actual laptop? No, thank you. Especially if all you're doing is talking on it. Are doing you no good. If you're not using it to build your business, you take your phone and you can start making some videos with it. Okay, then all right, you good. You know, then you grow and get your tablet. If Apple is your thing, make an investment in that, but also use those devices to make you some money. Get your YouTube status up. You know, start taking some pictures and print them in frames. Put your signature on them and start sharing them. Put a little inspiration on it. Pictures that you took, you and that way you ain't got to worry about copyrights to nothing. That's God's green earth. He got canvas, and all you got to do is take your phone, your camera, and take a picture, put your name on it, and then that's your photo. That's your picture. And if somebody decides to take it, get in these little Fivers and places like that, people want you to start making their charge for $5 for you to go and take a picture and put a little thing on it for them and send it to them. Charge them $5 for that's your time. You took the picture. Grow time, y'all. Elevate yourself. Change your thinking. Okay? Use your imagination to get your dream started and then go get it. These are not dreams. These things that I'm fixing to tell you now, these are not dreams. So if you got this on your mind, this is what's not a dream. Okay? If you say, I want success, that's not a dream. That's an action. You got to do something to get successful at anything. It doesn't even matter what the level is. If you accomplish that something, then that's because of some actions that you've done. So it's not a dream. Your dream is the success at whatever it is that you are doing. That's the dream, okay? You want to be a gymnast, and now you've gone to the Olympics and got the gold. That was your dream to become a gold medalist at the Olympics. That was the dream, and you were successful at accomplishing that. So, yeah, that's not a dream. I want to be successful. That's not a dream, so don't tell yourself that. You can keep encouraging yourself to be successful, but that's not a dream. I want to have a power team. I want a power team. That's not a dream because it still requires action and it requires them to do something as well. That's not a dream. That's something that will help you to get to whatever the dream is for you, okay? And the last one is I want more customers. It's an action. That's not a dream, okay? These are things that you want, but what those things do is actually to help you get the result of a success in what you really want. Your dream is the thing that's inside of you, that passion, that something that someone else can be inspired by. That's what you want to do to get all of that other stuff. You know, you'll be successful when you got people following you, and they're following you based on whatever your passion, your dream is. You're a motivational speaker and people are moving and doing because of you. That's the dream. Then the success comes because that now you've reached that dream, okay? You were having a business of some sort. You opened up a shop or whatever, and you got people who wanted to come and work with you or they want you to be a part of what they're doing. That's your dream team. That's your power team. You got people who are willing to come and get on board with whatever you're doing because you're helping them get to where they got to go. They see that you've accomplished something that they want to do, so they want you to help them get there. That's a power team because they're following your leadership, okay? Customers, people buy from you because they trust you, but it's based on something that you've already done, some type of passion or dream that you've already done. That's where customers come from. They trust you, okay? So don't get it caught up thinking that those statements are dreams because they're not. The dream is that actual something that you truly want to do. You want to be a doctor. You want to be a lawyer. You want to be a manager of a taco stand. You want to own a McDonald's. Like, those are dreams. Those are visions. I want to have a church, and I want to have two ministries in different countries. You know, those are visions, okay? Ideas are one thing, but when it becomes a dream, that's amazing. When that vision hit, it's like you're trying to help so many people, and it's happening. You know, T.D. Jakes and Tony Evans started out on the radio, and now they have the biggest ministries. I think they're bigger than some of these other folks that I hear, you know of who they are. But Priscilla Shriver, guess who she is? She's Tony Evans' daughter. Anthony Evans, Tony Evans' son. You know, those people came from the product of someone else whose vision was large because they want to help other people. Okay, so it's growth time. So make sure you sit down and you ask yourself these three questions. I'm going to go back and do it one more time. Those of you who were late. Okay, what's your dream? Question one. What's your plan for your life, for your dream to get that done? What is it? And then what business or what's your dream business? What is it you want to do? Do you want to become a company? Do you want to be a corporation? I hear people talking about LLCs and corporations. You can be these things, but it takes time, and you can't be a corporation without others. You can't be a corporation by yourself. You're a sole proprietor. You're an entrepreneur. You know, those other things, becoming business, having that power team and all that requires other people being right there with you, running with you. It requires you to be great at something so that people can follow you. Okay? Well, I'm Madeline Bass. This has been So Real with Madeline. We're keeping it real daily, creating greater lifestyles by changing your status and raising your standards. And we're going to share with you our commercial.
Have you dreamed of starting your own business? Where would you start? How would you promote it? My name is Madeline Bass, and I'm the founder of So Real with Madeline, where we inspire you to turn a dream into a vision. Allow us to assist you in polishing your craft. Learn to build your own website. Learn the language of marketing, branding, which is exposing you. Go to events. Mingle with others who are like-minded. Experience network marketing in a new and positive way. Also, find out how you can get a free, powerful fundraiser for your church, 501c3, or a cause organization. Text Empowering Your Mind to 55255 and let us expose and empower you today.